Born on this day back in 1928, Bobby Day had the hit Rockin' Robin in 1958. Also part of Bob and Earl. They recorded Harlem Shuffle back in 1963, which later covered by the Rolling Stones. Bobby Day died in July of 1990, but he was born on this day in 1928. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning across the state of Michigan. Welcoming into the program a friend, colleague here at Hillsdale College, where he's the William Simon Professor of Economics, Dr. Gary Wolfram, with us again here on the Steve Gruber Show. Dr. Wolfram, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. And I do recall Rockin' Robin.
Yeah, that's from, you know, around that time. It's one of those songs that's endured as well, absolutely. So you've got an op-ed out in the Detroit News that people can find. Closing Line 5 comes with high cost. And if I saw it when it popped out, and it was the same day that Attorney General Dana Nessel filed that lawsuit to decommission Line 5 and to shut it down. So either great timing or just happenstance. Either way, you know, we'll take it. First, tell us the latest. What does this lawsuit seek to do by Dana Nessel, and where does it stand?
Well, the main thing that we need to really focus on, I think, is that there is a substantial cost to shutting down Line 5. It moves 23 million gallons of petroleum product every day. The UP gets 65% of its propane from Line 5. You'd have to shut down the Toledo oil refinery, mm-hmm. possibly. Half the jet fuel from Detroit Metro comes from there. You might have to redirect flights, price increases. And right now, what happened was Enbridge had agreed to, with the state in a statute last term, had agreed to put a new pipeline buried 100 feet below bedrock, and they were going to pay the $500 million to that. It was going to take about 5 years to complete. And now the Attorney General has done two things. One is to try to say that statute was unconstitutional, and therefore that agreement no longer stood. And two, that the pipeline, which has had a right-of-way there since 1953, somehow that pipeline is no longer has that right of way because, you know, she has some reasons for that. But the bottom line is she's trying to repeal the right of way, and that would shut down the Line 5 pipeline. And so both those issues will be before the courts.
And if we shut that down, you were alluding to this, if that gets shut down, there's going to be immediate consequences, not just for like Detroit Metro Airport, as you mentioned, and the Detroit flights, but also for the rest of the state as well.
Oh, sure. I mean, not just Michigan, but also
right.
for, you know, the upper Midwest. As I said, 23 million gallons of petroleum product moved through there. Even if you had the rail and the truck availability to move that, which we don't, it's 2 to 3 times more expensive to move by rail, and 4 times more expensive to move by truck if you were to use that as an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you sort of think about it, you're going to lose thousands of jobs that would be used in creating the new pipeline. Again, there'd be increased expense. Just even the shutdown of the one refinery that fire is at has had a spike in oil and gas prices, gasoline prices. And so, this would have economic effects that we need to think through and to observe.
And Dr. Gary Wolfram with us from Hillsdale College. The other thing, if it is shut down, that means we are more reliant on, as you mentioned, either rail or trucks. And that introduces something that is essentially non-existent with a pipeline. That's human error. which can be a much bigger factor than almost anything else in disasters.
Yes. I mean, this has sort of been ignored, but the Fraser Institute has done a study and shown that shipping by pipeline is much safer than shipping by truck or by rail. And so even if you were to shut down Line 5 and took on all the economic costs of that, you would end up with a higher chance of leak. That section of the Line 5 pipeline has, in 66 years, has never had a leak. It's inspected regularly, and it's in very good condition, as reported by the federal pipeline officials.
And it's in very good condition, but as you mentioned, the plan, the original plan from Enbridge, would actually put a brand new one down there and encase it in protective a protective tunnel. I mean,
right.
This would go far.
Bedrock. And Enbridge would pay for the pay
totally.
For that.
Totally, 100%.
That would reduce the chance to near zero that there would be any kind of problem.
And yet it's still not quite enough, I suppose. Dr. Kerry Wolfram with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. When do we find out what the next step is on this? Because, I mean, it remains open for now, and the AG has not been successful in closing it as of yet.
Right, and it will be up to the courts to make that decision. I mean, one of the things we need to think through is that 40,000 Americans die every year in traffic accidents. We could reduce the traffic deaths to zero by requiring that no one drive cars.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, every day when you get on an airplane, you make the decision, yes, there's some probability that plane's going to crash, but there's a cost to not taking that airline flight.
Right.
And you have to multiply what economists call expected value. They have to take the probability of the event times the cost of it. And we make that decision every year.
Sure, and you have to do it here. And I think that doing that equation would lead you to believe the line should be left open and have the improvements made. Dr. Kerry Wolfram, thank you so much from Hillsdale College. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
You can find his piece at the Detroit News, detroitnews.com. Closing Line 5 comes with high cost from Dr. Kerry Wolfram at Hillsdale. This is the Steve Gruber.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.